Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 1st, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Microsoft's 365 Defender research team announced Wednesday it had discovered a one-click exploit in TikTok for Android. Microsoft found a way to bypass protections in deep linking that let you use a link to open another app but not access other functions. When bypassed, an attacker could create a link that gave the attacker access to the primary functions of a TikTok account, including posting and messaging other users. Microsoft notified TikTok of the issue in February, and it has been patched. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has expressed concerns over Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard and may move to a Phase 2 investigation if Microsoft isn't able to answer certain questions within 5 working days. The $68.7 billion deal is also being looked at by the US Federal Trade Commission and the European Commission, as well as other regulators, with Saudi Arabia being the only country to approve the deal thus far. The CMA is concerned that Microsoft's anticipated purchase of Activision Blizzard could substantially lessen competition in gaming consoles, multi-game subscription services, and cloud gaming services. In a filing with the SEC on Wednesday, NVIDIA shares fell 6.5% in extended trading after the company said the U.S. government informed them on August 26 about a new license requirement for future exports to China, including Hong Kong, in order to reduce the risk of products being used by the Chinese military. The restrictions affect the A100 and H100 graphics processing units, which are sold to businesses. NVIDIA expects a drop of $400 million of potential sales in China in the current quarter after previously forecasting $5.9 billion in revenue. The new requirements also apply to Russia, but the company says it does not have any paying customers in the region. The Financial Times reports the European Commission published draft proposals seeking to improve the battery life of phones and tablets, as well as increase spare parts availability. The draft includes plans to force phone manufacturers to supply at least 15 different parts to professional repairers for 5 years after a device is listed for sale. Customers would also get guaranteed access for replacement batteries, chargers, displays, back covers, and SIM trays for 5 years. The Financial Times reports extending smartphone life by 5 years is roughly the equivalent to removing 5 million cars from the road. A report from the Wall Street Journal says Disney is in early stages of planning for a membership program similar to Amazon Prime. Unnamed sources told the Wall Street Journal the membership would include discounts or special perks to encourage customers to spend more on its streaming services, theme parks, resorts, and merchandise. The program would continue a trend of customers of one Disney product getting discounts on another, like the existing perk of Disney World stays being 25% off for Disney Plus subscribers. The company is also talking about working with third parties for the program, like being able to offer discounted Disney Broadway show tickets. Disney has not yet commented on the program. According to a memo obtained by The Verge, Meta is setting up a product organization to possibly build paid features into Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. This division was set up after Meta's ad business was severely impacted by Apple's ad tracking changes on iOS and a general reduction in digital ad spending from companies. The new Monetization Experiences Group will be led by Meta's previous head of research, Pratiti Radchaudhuri. Meta's VP of Monetization, John Hedgman, said the company has no plans to let a paid feature disable ads in apps. Lyft is facing 17 separate lawsuits from drivers and passengers who say they were physically and sexually assaulted during rides and are accusing the ride-hailing company of failing to protect users and poor response once assaults were reported. The suits request a jury trial and are not specifying a financial reward other than compensatory damages, including expenses and wages owed, damages for future loss of earnings, attorney's fees, and punitive damages. Lyft told TechCrunch a valid legal process or a subpoena is required before disclosing information to law enforcement, and it is not standard procedure to report safety incidents to enforcement, as the decision to report lies with the individual. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission, as well as six states, filed a lawsuit against the owners of room renting and roommate finder platform Roomster over deceptive tactics which violate the FTC Act and state laws. The suit accuses the company of allegedly defrauding customers, paying people for tens of thousands of fake positive reviews, as well as making fake Craigslist posts, driving traffic to Roomster, and charging any inquirers a fee for info on listings that did not exist. General Motors announced the electric vehicle battery plant in Ohio has started producing cells. The plant is focusing on training before ramping up production, and the cells have not yet been shipped. As these cells are constructed in North America, they will enable customers to access federal tax credits under the recent Inflation Reduction Act, which was signed into law earlier this year. These cells will end up in vehicles using GM's Ultium batteries, which include Hummer EVs, Chevrolet Silverado EV pickups, and the Cadillac Lyriq EV SUV. And the New York Times reports Twitter is actually, for real, rolling out an edit button. The feature is currently in testing by employees and will roll out to Twitter Blue users later this month. Twitter Blue costs $5 a month and also removes in-feed ads and adds an undo tweet feature. Twitter states the test will be a single country to start, rolling out worldwide slowly. Edits can be made up to 30 minutes after posting, and revision histories will be public. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.